Good morning.
Today is a new day.
What's going on? Why are you whispering?
Everyone's sleeping.
Still sleeping?
Well, not for long.
Not for long.
Wait, wait, what?
Wake up!
Wake yourself up!
Wake up!
I'm awake.
It's Monday morning.
Okay, time to get back to work.
Ready when you are.
Bring it on.
Bring it on!
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Thank you so much for being here on this beautiful Monday, the day after Easter. And oh my gosh, we're starting to get some of that haze and gloom out of the way. The skies are starting to crack open blue, and that's nice. Nice sunshine in Carson City. My producer asked me earlier when we first started the show, and he's like, what's the weather like there? And I'm like, how do you describe blah? Because it was just so overcast and looked like it was going to storm. But now, starting to look absolutely beautiful outside. Big congratulations to our winner. Yes, our winner here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad that we're doing this. So glad. I'll give you the winner's name in just a moment and we'll answer that. But log on to 991fmtalk.com today. Answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. No joke. No joke. Second graders in Greenwich, Connecticut were shown an animated video that displays the silhouette of a man with a graphic full erection standing over what is described as a sad girl during a lesson on social and emotional learning. That's where we are. Social and emotional learning. It's part of communist America. It's part of communism in general. It's one of the first rules. Get control of the public education system and you shape the minds of the future generations. So rather than learn to be brilliant, kids are learning to be emotional. But this could actually save children. It is so hard. Again, I go back to this is a dilemma for me. Because kids have to know what is right and when it's wrong, and if an adult is asking you to do things, if somebody you trust is asking you to do things, then they need to know that it's wrong and they're protected. But then I swing back the other way, that it is a parent's responsibility. But as we've heard from Andy Berger on the air, she was sexually molested by family as an infant, not a toddler, an infant. I would do anything to protect children. But at what point in our protection of children do we take away other children's innocence? This is how far we've come, and it's just sad. Just sad. Whatever you want to talk about today, 991fmtalk.com, because there is so much. On the legislative level, for us here in Nevada, there are many things that we need to be working on. Just to give you a heads up, it might be changed if you start calling in and being the powerhouses that you've been being, we've seen some hearings canceled at the last minute. Wednesday, 9 a.m., AB 376. It would make Nevada a sanctuary state for illegal aliens. They already get all the services, but now they could be here without having the fear of retribution, the fear of being deported. Is that what we want for Nevada? I mean, there are Democrats who are against illegals and against sanctuary states. So we need the independents. We need the Democrats who still believe in this country and our security and our safety. Because the excuse that they're trying to better their lives, they're trying to get away from the gang violence and the poverty. And well, guess what? That gang violence and that poverty that people are trying to get away from is right here in this country as well. So why do we make it even worse for American citizens by just throwing open the borders? Why do we make it worse for American citizens who are trying to get out of that poverty, who are trying to get away from that gun violence and get a good job, when illegals are taking those jobs? Farm workers are basically protected. They work in the farms. They migrant seasonal workers. I'm talking about the people who come to this country and start working the cashier jobs, the sales jobs, the construction jobs, the good paying jobs that Americans need and want. And Democrats here in Nevada that are in charge are just all over that. As Senator Settlemyer said in a dinner meeting that I was at, call the Democrats too. Don't just call the Republicans. Don't just call your representative. Call them all and ask them to finally do something right for Nevada and say no to AB 376. It's got a horrible name. Yeah. AB 376 is actually called or named the Keep Nevada Working Act. What? What does that have? Yeah, you want to keep Nevada working? Then vote no on AB 376. Because all of this bill is doing is prohibiting law enforcement from enforcing immigration laws. Nevadans would actually like to go back to work. Imagine that. Imagine that. Let's go to the talk and text lines. I asked Melanie Seton with the founder of Nevada Grassroots to call in, Nevada Grassroots Patriots, because I don't know what happened over the weekend. I was actually gone over the weekend, Melanie, but you're actually out at Sportsman's Warehouse today and tomorrow?
We have John out there at Sportsman's Warehouse today and tomorrow from 10 to 2. Cindy and I are at the corner of Ryland and Wells at Code Coffee, and we will be here until 1.
Okay.
Today and tomorrow, and then Wednesday will be 10 to noon.
Okay, I thought Sportsman's Warehouse was over the weekend, so I was confused, but I've got people calling in. Where do I sign that petition? Melanie, for people who don't know, explain what the petition is to help just in the slightest way to get Nevada or to get Washoe County to take action on the governor.
Yes, well, we're working towards the county. Local level, we're trying to get 5,000 signatures to open Washoe County 100% with no restrictions. We're going to turn this into Bob Lucy and the rest of the goons. And hopefully with the 5,000 signatures, if we get them, we will get on the agenda.
That's pretty sad, Melanie, that you have to go through all of this just to get onto the agenda.
It is very. This weekend, we actually were pretty successful. My crazy husband and I, I'm the crazy one. We were sitting out in the parking lot at the North Valley's Walmart, and we got like over 100.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we're pretty crazy.
You start just get a bullhorn out there and, hey, you know, you want to get this place open up. Come sign this petition. But, you know, that's the thing. Really, when it boils down to it, it is just to give people the option. You know, if you still want to require people to wear a mask in your business, if you're that nervous, if you're that uneducated about what's really going on, then have people wear a mask.
Yeah.
But don't.
I mean, it should be the people's choice.
Thank you. Exactly. Exactly. All right. So Melanie and Cindy are at Code Coffee, Ryland and Wells. John is at Sportsman's Warehouse today and tomorrow from 10 until 2. We've got to get those signatures.
But, yes, please.
Because this has to be turned in when?
Well, we're going to turn in what we have on the 7th by 5 o'clock, but we're still going to continue collecting signatures for the meeting that's on the 13th of April.
Okay. And people need to show up at that meeting. April 13th.
Yes. April
13th.
Yes,
April 13th. Washoe County.
We ask people to be there at 9:30.
I know that's really tough, Melanie, because people are working and it's just, wow.
And also I'm going to be at Code Coffee on Tuesday, at 5 o'clock for the Northern Nevada Assembly meeting.
Oh yes, Republican Assembly, Washoe County Republican Assemblies. All right, perfect, Melanie. Thank you so much for you and John and Cindy and all you're doing trying to help businesses when they should be doing this themselves.
Thank you so much.
All right. There goes Melanie Sutton. Again, if you want to find out more, if you want to find out where they're located at for the signing of the petition, all you have to do is log on to nvgrassroots.com. All right. One more quick call before we take a break. And Bruce is on the line. Bruce wants to talk about snail mail. Hey, Bruce.
Well, howdy, Monica. How's everybody's favorite radio talk show host?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him lately.
You're my favorite.
I figured you were talking about Jerry, you know.
Monica, I was calling to give you an update on how the snail mail campaign to the Secretary of State's office went. Tremendous success.
How did it go?
Oh, she was inundated with letters. I have it on very good authority that she received bags and bags of mail all on the same day. And some of those letters are still trickling in.
Nice.
Encouraging her and thanking her for doing her job and investigating all the complaints of voter fraud. And I also have it on very good authority that she has made a complaint that she's just tired of all this pressure from every side. So it did have an impact.
Does it really matter what the pressure is from either side to do the right thing?
Well,
if there is one incidence in this entire state, one incidence in each county of voter fraud. Something has to be done. Something needs to be done. And that's the problem that people are seeing. Nothing is ever done.
Exactly. There's been no arrest made. But here's what everybody needs to keep in the back of their mind. If they'll steal my vote, what in the world makes you think for one second they won't steal yours also? Additionally, we're asking that people will still continue with the snail mails, not only to the Secretary of State, but to your legislators, and especially to the heads of all the different committees that are refusing to hear the Republican bills that have been introduced during this legislative session. Those snail mail letters do have an effect.
Yeah.
One, by law, they all have to be open. It's not like an email. You can just delete that. Nope. These have to be opened. So,
you know,
I would strongly encourage all your listeners, write those letters.
Write the letters. Make sure we affect change before our next election, before our next primary, which just happens to be, you know, just a little over a year away now. And it flies.
Yes, there are a lot of bills being introduced by Republican legislatures into the Nevada Senate and Assembly that have to do with election reform. And they are still sitting in committee. They're not being heard. That has to change. We got to get these bills heard. We got to get them voted on.
Well, they had the hearing on the roadkill, on the cat,
well,
on
yeah,
the cat
because,
decline.
You know, that's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, those are paramount concerns for every Nevada resident. Doesn't matter that your vote doesn't count. At least now you can scrape that dead squirrel off the road and have him for lunch. Yeah, okay.
Well, I don't know. It might be important, Bruce, at the rate we're going. That might be what we all have to do.
That dead squirrel might become your dinner. Yeah, I agree.
They keep raising taxes
the
way they are. All right. Bruce Parks, thank you so much. Nevada Patriots. NevadaPatriot.net. Oh, there goes Bruce. All right. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show after I congratulate Mike in Reno for winning that lunch or dinner at El Adobe Mexican restaurant here in Reno and getting his name now in for that cash in pocket every Thursday. So be listening for your chance to win on 91.1 and 92.3 FM News Talk. 99.1. I'm sorry. I'm totally lost. I'm thinking about roadkill right now. We'll be right back on the Monica Jay Show after this.
Harry Styles, sugar. Justin Bieber, I got my peaches out in Georgia. And many more artists singing about fruit, like Tyler, the Creator. You said keep it short, this is peach fuzz. Ludacris, got a little bit of blueberry, yum, yum. And I never would have thought that it could taste this good. Jack Johnson, make you banana pancakes. It's the new music collection about sweet, succulent fruit.
Usually having nothing to do with fruit.
Watermelon sugar.
Available now.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, Mike, you're so adorable. Mike knew it was the one-man band from the Tom Sullivan Show. If the market is down, he plays that those guys. And I'm just excited that you were texting your wife that you won. So it's okay if you text me, too. Oh, I love it when people are excited and happy. Isn't that what we should all be? But no. We are going to be hit with taxes that are incredible coming from this new plan, this infrastructure bill that Biden's team is putting together. Oh, I'm sorry, Biden-Harris, the Harris team. This is bad, people. If you have not looked into this, you need to. Why is it that it took months to pass a $1.9 trillion bill to get some sort of relief to Americans from governments, city, state, federal, shutting this economy down and throwing it into turmoil? And in reality, we only got 9% of that money. And in reality, on top of that, billions of dollars still haven't been spent from the original bill that was passed. So just throwing us more and more into debt. Because let me tell you, this $2 trillion, which is probably going to be a hell of a lot more than that, that he's trying to pass, will devastate this country. And it is so appropriate that Jen Psaki is the spokesperson for this mindless group of administrators that are pretending that they know what's right for this country and what's right for the world right now. Because she actually thinks that just because raising taxes on businesses will be okay, because those businesses will not pass it on to their customers. That's what she says. That's what the administration thinks. That all of these companies out there are just going to suck it up themselves, and they're not going to pass it on to you. That's just how brain dead they are. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk at 99.1 and 92.3. Online at 99.1fmtalk.com.
Oh, there she goes again, just rattling off. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Second graders in Greenwich, Connecticut were shown an animated video. So this has already happened. That displays the silhouette of a man with a graphic full erection standing over what is described as a sad girl during a lesson on social and emotional learning. Second grader. Is second grade too young to start educating kids about emotional and sexual abuse? So far, people are, this isn't just a yes or no question. You really have to ask yourself, is this appropriate? So far, only 76% of those participating say yes. Second grade's too young. Unfortunately, the damage is done at such younger ages now, every year. All right, talk and text 884-9910. Remember that number. It is time now to go there and check in with Stuart. Hi, Stuart. How are you this morning?
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I hope you are as well. What's on your mind?
Well, I guess I could comment on your poll question. I think second grade probably would be way too young, but I think second grade to third grade, maybe you might want to start alerting the youngsters of stranger danger. I was in law enforcement for 30 years, and I actually taught a few classes to the children of that age bracket, just to understand that mommy and daddy are one part of this world, but these other people that try to coerce them, or, you know, my dog's been hit by a car, can you help me look for him? Or your mom's been hurt, or something like that. That's what's important. As for the sexual identity that you guys are referring to this morning, I think it's way too young. I mean, it's just health class in high school is when we started learning. So that kind of gives you a broad base of when it is appropriate versus when it's not.
Well, I've aired it on the show before, but again, we have to look at how people are, they're normalizing it. They're normalizing pedophilia. They're normalizing the sexualization of kids getting younger and younger and younger. And I think this is just a part of it. It all works together, Stuart.
Well, and I believe that. You know, I've lived in the state for many years, and, you know, you and I have talked on a few other occasions involving the legal system. I'll leave it at that for now. But, you know, seeing that the trees beyond the forest, or the forest beyond the trees, pardon me, people aren't understanding that there is a sick part of society out there that has gained power and through its power abuse. And, you know, prime example would be Jeffrey Epstein and who he's connected to. And how they're connected, it's just sick, because the sex trafficking of children has just gotten offhand. And, of course, that's why it may be palatable to back the age category, at least back from high school into maybe the middle schools, about sexual orientation, about transgenders, about everything that's taking place in our society today. But, again, I think you're delving into an area that should best be left to responsible parents and responsible adults. Gosh, how many times, Monica, have we seen teachers who are teaching those classes who are actually registered sex offenders?
Yeah.
I mean, it's that sick. And
well, Stuart, I don't know if you heard this, but we just found out 2 weeks ago that kind of the founder of the whole group, Drag Queen Storytime, was arrested for child pornography. So we try to warn people, but then the virtue signaling comes out that, no, we have to support this. It's a different lifestyle. And it's like, no, it's not appropriate for kids.
It's the liberalization of this country is destroying the innocence of the children. I'm sorry, I'm going to go right to the crux of the matter.
Yeah.
These liberal thinking people that are putting their ideas out there are basically continuing the cycle of allowing children to be exposed to things that, number one, maybe they shouldn't be exposed, or if they are exposed, at a later age in their life, not at the second, third grade. I mean, I have a friend of mine who lives back in Vermont, my home state, and they're teaching kids now in the first grade back in Vermont. This is set forth by the Vermont School the Vermont Board of Education, as well as principals there, of how to identify mommy and daddy by genitalia. This is sick. It's just beyond comprehension. It really is.
Yeah. I'm surprised that they said mommy and daddy, because they're also trying to change the language, that it's not mommy or daddy or mother or father. It's birth parent and non-birth. And that's not a joke. That is seriously what they are doing.
And I agree, and are also incorporating, which really I would go to the upper end of the scale, is that they're trying to teach history now of incorporating Black Lives Matter and Antifa into the history of, you know, like when you and I went to school and talked about history, about, you know, how the country was founded and all this stuff. Yeah, these are domestic terrorist groups. There's no way in heck that they should be taught in any type of curriculum in any school, period.
Yeah, and that's where people need to get involved with the local school boards, because they are pushing forward with this and they are not listening to parents. They are not listening to one specific board of trustee member who was elected because, well, he's outnumbered by the liberal, by the virtue signaling on the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees. So please help Jeff Church as much as you can.
I've known Jeff Church for many, many years. When he was at Reno Police Department, I was in Nevada Highway Patrol, so I've known him a long time. He's a great man. I stand behind him 100%. Stand behind you 100%. You know, like I just said, the liberalization of this country is destroying this country. And if people want to call me on the carpet, good. Everybody's entitled to their opinions. And I appreciate the fact that you're out there exposing these people for the horrendous people that they are. I mean, it's just mind-boggling how many times, like you said, this person gets caught with child pornography, that person gets caught sex trafficking, this person is actually pimping people out. I mean, it's sick. It's a sick society, and there's a breaking point, and I think we're well past it.
Well, I agree with you on that, Stuart. The other thing that concerns me, though, is when we start hearing these stories, the gentleman who started or was the leader of the drag queen story time, you know, as soon as the story is in the news, it disappears. The news is not covering, you know, outside of their bubble, who is being arrested for, you know, child pornography and, you know, all of these different sexual assaults, things like that. It's like once they did the story one time, that's good enough. And then they drop it from there. And that's not acceptable.
That's because there's no competent investigative journalism, as far as I'm concerned, anymore. It's more of the sensationalistic aspect of the journalistic world and not zeroing in on the target areas and problems. I knew about sex trafficking in my last profession at least 10 years ago. And the only time it was been brought to the forefront and now is being pushed off to the side was during President Trump's administration. And they were putting money forth to go after these people because they are destroying innocent children's life on a day-by-day or even hour-by-hour basis. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. When those people get in that high parameters of what can I do today, it's not like you and I waking up in the morning for a cup of coffee and reading the paper or watch TV. They wake up and say, how can I hurt people today? How can I take away people's livelihood? How can I take away the innocence of children? That's their mindset. Trust me, I have enough psychology classes.
We just saw two toddlers, you know, dumped over the border wall by traffickers. And it's like, where is the outrage against the Biden administration for what is going on at the southern border? There isn't any, because the press won't actually do their job and get in there and let the truth be known. So, Stuart, I got more calls I got to get to. Thank you so much.
Good talking to you.
Thanks, Stuart. Good talking to you as well. All right. Nora's on the line. Nora, thank you so much for calling in. 884-9910, talk and text. What's on your mind, Nora?
Thank you, Monica. Thank you for taking the call. Your question right now totally disturbs me in more ways than I could tell you. But I'll tell you what, these people that think this is all right, one, they don't go to private schools. Their kids go to private schools, I'll bet you, a lot of them. And another thing, if they're not learning it there, some of them are learning it at home or from other relatives. It aggravates me. Anybody thinks children should have to see or be taught that in school. That's not their job. If they were busy teaching them something like good morals and standards, I'm all right with that. But this is insane. And I experienced a situation in two different ways with somebody trying to go after my daughter. I put him through a plate glass window in prison. But when I was a kid, I wasn't able to be strong enough. But when I became an adult, nobody comes near my kids and nobody comes near me without my permission. I certainly wouldn't want them learning this stuff in school. Mm-hmm. I am so aggravated right now, I could spit nails.
It's the way society is going, Nora, and I'm glad that you're angry to spit nails, because until we start pushing back that, you know, against that virtue signaling, against these, you know, morality corruption, literally, in society today, then it's just going to keep happening, because they will keep going until there's pushback.
Well, all I got to say is, parents, you better grow a pair, top or bottom, I don't care, and you better start fighting to protect your children in the schools. And if you don't care enough about them, maybe you shouldn't be raising them. That's just how I feel. I mean, it angers me that people are so complacent about it. Like, oh, well, it's okay. No, it's not okay. And like you said, there's other things more important. How about protecting our country? Fight for that, you know, and don't let this stuff into your schools for your children. I'd pull a grandchild out of a school in a New York minute. And no way I'd allow this. And I've missed a few of your shows because of commitments of helping other people, but I went through Monica withdrawals. But thank you for... thank you for listening. I'm looking forward to the next rally. I have a friend that that has cancer right now, and that I'm asking to at least come one time, even if it's for a half an hour, just to experience and the positivity and the camaraderie and the other soldiers and stuff. And he's Agent Orange cancer. So this man's literally given his all. And so I've been trying to tell people. I talked to one guy the other day. He's a security, and he didn't know about it. And I said, well, spread it. He said, no problem. I'll start spreading it. So we need more people out there. We need more people getting involved in any way they can. And I'm trying to, but I've also got two ends of the spectrum. I'm dealing with my mom in California and here with her illness. So, but I'm trying to do what I can. So,
and that's all any of us can do. Just do what we can. Nora, God bless. Thank you so much for calling into the program today. And I hope you had a blessed Easter. And I really hope we have another big rally so I can see you out there as well. All right, we're going to come back and wrap up the show with the government actually admitting something about the COVID vaccination, the COVID jab, as it may be also looked at, because it's not a vaccine. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show to wrap it up on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk as we begin to wrap up the program today. The government admits it. I'll get to that in just a second. First off, though, I want to let you know that drinks are on us this afternoon at the Bank Saloon. Mr. Biggs will have an opportunity for you to win a couple of drinks with a buddy at the Bank Saloon in Carson City. If, big if here, you know your FM news on 99.1 and 92.3. This afternoon between 3 and 6 is your opportunity to win once again. Hey, we got it going on. What can I tell you? We want to make sure that you're happy, because everything the government is doing is pretty much bringing us down, local, state, federal. But I do want to leave you with this. And I've been meaning to leave you with this for about a week now. I'll make sure that I post it so you can read it for yourself. But the conservativedailypost.com has published an article by April Matthews that the government admits, they are admitting now, that the COVID jab sensitizes patients to more serious disease than if not vaccinated. This is something that I brought up, I think, close to 2 to 3 months ago. If you follow Robert Kennedy, he is an incredible advocate when it comes to people's health. And this study that he has helped publish pretty much says it all. Okay, the conclusions drawn from the study and clinical implications, the specific and significant COVID-19 risk of ADE should have been and should be prominently and independently disclosed to research subjects currently in vaccine trials. Because you know what? That's what you are. You are the guinea pig. These did not go through animal trials. This is an emergency experimental shot. It's incredible. People have been recruited for this. They say you need it. You have to have it. In order to meet the medical ethics standards and patient comprehension for informed consent, you need to know that because of this vaccine, you will now get antibody-dependent enhancement. This risk is sufficiently obscured in the clinical trial protocols, even on the consent forms. What does that mean? That means if you get this shot, if you get this jab, And it's not just from one or the other. It's from all of them. Guess what? When something else comes along, when the next virus comes along, and trust me, it will, because that's what they're working on in these labs. You're not going to be able to fight it. You're not going to be able to fight it as well, your immune system work as well, if you didn't get the jab in the first place. Our bodies are machines. They are built to fight this garbage off. But it's when it's manufactured in a lab so they can pump out a poison vaccine and get people to take it. Sounds like depopulation to me. Oh, that's funny. That's also what the VP, former VP of Pfizer said. Looks like depopulation. How many people have died around the world? How many people have had serious injuries? And these vaccine companies aren't responsible? Just think about it. It's all I ask.